Today's Amud is Megillah Tazayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Tazvav Amud Beis, 6 lines from the bottom, the middle of the line, Belayla Ahu. So we're holding now the night between the two parties that Esther made for Achashverosh and Haman. We mentioned that at the first party, Esther didn't reveal to Achashverosh everything that was happening. She was waiting for some sort of simon min hashamayim. She was waiting for a simon, and Lemaisa, the timing just didn't feel right. And so, she's instead of revealing exactly what she was up to, instead she invites Haman and Achashverosh to a second party. Haman is super excited, right? He was just the lowest advisor just a mere 2 months ago. Now he's the second to the throne. He's invited to Esther Hamalka's parties, and he's very excited. He goes out, he's upset when he sees Mordechai not bowing, he goes, complains to his wife. His wife, his family, they give him the advice that he should build a pole and to go hang Mordechai on it. So Haman goes, he builds this pole, he wants to hang Mordechai. The last thing he just needs permission from Achashverosh. It's the middle of the night. Haman does not want to wait until the next morning to get his permission. So instead, Haman makes his way over to Achashverosh's house in the middle of the night. He wants to get permission right away. So it's the middle of the night between the two parties. Haman is about to go. He's about to get to Achashverosh's house. In the meantime, back in the palace, the pasuk says that Balayla Hu Nadidosh Nasa Melech. Now, Pipshan, it's referring to Achashverosh, that the Melech Achashverosh, he was having a rough night. Says the Gemara that Amar of Tanchum, Nadadosh Nas Malko Shel Eilam, that it's really referring to Hashem, that Hashem was waking up in the middle of the night, so to speak. He was, you know, planning the Yeshua already. For Rabbanan Amri, the Nadadu El Yainim, Nadadu Tachtoinim, that the Malachim upstairs, they were getting rowdy, and Nadadu Tachtoinim, so Achashverosh, I guess as a product of that, he was also staying up, he couldn't sleep. Rava Amar, Rava says, Shnas HaMelech Achashverosh Malech, Mamish. It was Mamish referring to the sleep of Achashverosh. And he explained that what exactly was keeping Achashverosh up in the middle of the night, the Nafla Le Milsa Bidaite, he had something that he just couldn't get out of his mind. He was something was bothering him. And the Gemara says that he was Mechavin to the previous Gemara's question. Achashverosh was thinking to himself, Amar, Maide, come on, what's going on over here? What's going on? Is Amnesi Esther Lahaman? That Esther's inviting Haman to the party? So he said that was the Gemara's kasha before. Why on earth did Esther invite Haman to the party? So that question was actually bothering Achashverosh already. Achashverosh couldn't sleep. He's trying to think, what's going on over here? Why is Esther inviting Haman to this party? Dilma Eitza Kashakli Ilave. Maybe they're plotting something together. Gavra, Lemiktele, and then maybe they're plotting together and they're coming to kill that person, referring to himself. Maybe they're plotting to kill me. Which is exactly what Esther had in mind, according to one of the Mahalchim that we said before. One of the Mahalchim we had before is that Esther invited Haman in order to make Achashverosh suspicious. So that's talk what happened. Achashverosh starts thinking, he couldn't sleep. What's going on? Esther's inviting Haman. Are they planning to kill me? What's going on? Hadar Amar. So the Gemara goes through Mamish, the whole thought process of Achashverosh. So Hadar Amar. So then Achashverosh starts thinking to himself, that Ihachi, if they really are planning to do something to me, Lehaver Gavra Derachimli Dehavamaydali. So there's no one that loves me that is going to inform me. There's no one that's going to tell me. Hadar Amar. Then he starts thinking to himself, why would no one tell me? Dilma Ika Inish, the Avid Bitivusa, maybe there's someone that did a favor for me in the past, Veloy Pirate, and I never rewarded him for it, and people know about it. People know that I'm the type of person that I don't give back to those that help me out. And Mishamachim, Imani Inche, Veloy Migaluli, and that's why people, no one's informing me anything. Nobody's telling me what Esther and Haman are up to, because they see that I don't, give back, I don't reward those that help me. So Miyad immediately says the pasuk Vayoymer Lahavi Sefer Azichreines Divrei Yamim. So Achashverosh calls that they should take out the Sefer Azichreines, where it has written down people that did favors for him, so he can make sure that he rewarded all of those that did favors for him. Vayu Nikraim, and that the Sefer should be read. So now really the lashon is should have been v'yu kairim, that someone should read them. Words don't get read by themselves. Someone has to read them. So why does it say v'yu nikra'im, that they should be read? It says the Gemara melamed shenikra'im me'elehen. I guess there was no one that wanted to read the words, so the Sefer actually started reading itself. V'yimatze kasuv, and it came out that what was written in the Sefer was that Mordechai did this whole favor for Achashverosh when he saved him from Bixon and Seresh. But says the Gemara that kasav mi ba'ilei, v'yimse kasav, that he wrote, that it was written. What does it mean, kasuv? Says the Gemara, melamed sheshimshai, meaning it should have been past tense. V'yimatze kasuv is that it's written, it was found that it was written now. Kasav mi ba'ilei. It should have said, v'yimatze kasav, that it was written past tense. Why is it saying it in present tense? V'yimatze kasuv. Says the Gemara, melamed sheshimshai meichek ugavriyo kaisev. That Shimshai, who was actually one of Targum Yonah's son on the Megillah, says it was one of Haman's sons. Shimshai kept trying to erase Mordechai's name. He kept trying to erase the story. And Gavriel came, and Gavriel kept rewriting it into the Sefer. So it's Vayimatze Kosov, it was written right now, in present tense, not past tense, present tense, because Shimshai was erasing it, and Gavriel was coming to rewrite it. And Amar Avasi, Darish Rab Shela, Ish Kfar Timarta, Umak Sav Shalmata, Shos Chusen Shal Yisrael, Enay Nimchak, that you can make a Kavachimer from this story. If you see that something that's written in this world, that's Lezachus Es Yisrael, it's something positive about Klal Yisrael, or in this case Mordechai, and it's Enay Nimchak, it can't be erased. Shimshai kept trying to erase it, and Hashem sent Gavriel to keep writing it back in, so Ksav Shalmala, Lekol Shekain, so the more so, something that's written Mala and Shemayim, Lezakri says Lezchusan Shal Yisrael, which surely up there, naturally things don't get erased, so then all the more so, it's never going to be erased. That was the Kavachimer he made from the story. But says the Gemara, says the Pasuk, Nasa Imay Davar. So they finally read to Achashverosh, they read the whole story, how, you know, Mordechai saved Achashverosh when Bigson and Seresh were plotting to kill him. And Achashverosh asked, so Ma Nasa Yakar Gedula the Mordechai Alzeh, which is reading the whole Pasuk outside. So Achashverosh asked, so Nu, what does it say in the Sefer that I rewarded Mordechai with? And to that they responded, Vayomru Nari HaMelech Misharsov Lei Nasa Imay Davar. So they said that we didn't do anything with him. But they switched the nusach a little bit. When Achashverosh asked them, Manasa Yikaru Gdula L'Mordechai Alzeh, Achashverosh said, Nu, so what big things did we do for Mordechai? Manasa Yikaru Gdula. He wanted to do something big. So he's the king. He's the king of the whole world. So he says, what big things did we do for Mordechai? And they sort of like downplay it when they respond. They say, oh, Leinasa Imay Davar. We didn't do anything with him. It's much more like, if you're going to do something, do like a little tiny thing. You don't need to get carried away over here. That's the way the Marsha explains. So it says the Gemara, it's the Darshan's the Gemara, that Amar Rava, it's loy mibnesha ayavin es Mordechai, ela mibnesha soinim es Haman. The reason why they responded that they didn't do anything, and they said lenasa imay davar, is not because they actually wanted to do something good for Mordechai. They just hated Haman. They hated Haman, so they were willing to read and to explain to Achashverosh the fact that they didn't do anything. But at the same time, they downplayed it because they didn't really like Mordechai. So yeah, fine, give him something. Enough just to make Haman upset, but at the same time, no need to overdo it and give a lot to Mordechai because they didn't really like Mordechai. Says the Gemara, Heichinlai. So here the Gemara skips a few psukim, but we'll just speak it out. So like we said, so Achashverosh is having bad dreams, right? He's waking up in the middle of the night. He's scared. He's scared. What's Haman up to? What's Haman plotting to do? Esther and Haman may be together. They're in on this together, maybe. They're coming to kill me. He's very suspicious of Haman. And his worst nightmare seems to be coming true. All of a sudden, he starts hearing some creaking, some creaking downstairs. Someone seems to be sneaking into the king's house. So says Pasuk Dalet, and in Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalet, Achashverosh says, Vayomer HaMelech, mi b'chatzer? Who's sneaking into my house? Who's in the chatzer? And says the Pasuk, V'haman ba l'chatzer beis HaMelech hachitzayna. His suspicions seem to be coming true. It's Haman! Haman's sneaking into his house in the middle of the night. What's Haman doing there in the middle of the night? So we know that Haman just got this idea from Zeresh that he should build a pole to hang Mordechai on. So Haman just finished building the pole, and now he wants to get permission from Achashverosh to hang Mordechai. So the Pasuk says that Haman's there, Lemur Lamelech Litlay says Mordechai ala Eitz Asher Heichinlai, that he's there to get permission from Achashverosh to hang Mordechai on the pole that he just built. Now you have to notice the comedy in all of this. He's there to get permission to kill Mordechai. Mordechai, the one who Ahasuerus just found out, is the one who saved his life. And Haman now is trying to get rid of Mordechai. Well, that's awkward. And so now the Gemara darshins on this pasuk, though, Asher Heichen Loi, says the Gemara Tana Loi Heichen, that he prepared it for himself, as we're going to see, that Haman himself was hung on this pole. Again, the Gemara in here now skips a few psukim, which we'll read out outside. So Achashverosh asks, who's sneaking into his house? And the pasuk in pasuk hey, in paragvav pasuk hey, so the pasuk says, Vayoimru nari amelach elov, hine haman oimid b'chatzir, Vayoimru amelach yavoy. Haman's the one that's in the chatzir, so the Achashverosh says, okay, bring Haman in. Now again, Achashverosh is very suspicious of Haman now. He's suspicious that Haman's trying to take over the Malchus. And so Haman comes in, and Achashverosh says to him, without revealing any details, he says, "Vayomer lo hamelech malaseis b'ish asher hamelech chafitz b'karei." What do you think I should do to the type of person that I really want to give kavod to? If you would imagine someone I want to give kavod to, anything in the world, what do you think I should give him? So now Haman, of course, the Balgaiva that he is, he can't think of anybody else who Achashverosh would want to give kavod to other than himself. So he assumes that he's talking about himself. And so Haman says exactly what he would want. Now listen to this. This is what Haman wants. This is what Haman thinks is a good present. Vayomer Haman al Hamelech, Ish Asher Hamelech Chafetz Bikarei. Yeah, the one who you want to honor, whoever that somebody is, you know, we'll just, you know, that somebody. So Yavu Levush Malchus Asher Lavush Be Hamelech. I think you should get him dressed up as the king. Give him the king's clothing. Vesus Asher Rachav Olav Hamelech. Give him the king's horse. Let him ride, you know, ride the king's horse. Vasher nitan kesar malchus bereishay. And I think also you should maybe put the king's crown on his head. V'nasan alavush vasus alyad ish misari hamelech. And you should give this all to one of the other officers of the king. Have him lead this person on the horse. V'arkivuhu alasus berchay va'ir. And you should give him a horsey back ride. V'karu lefanav kacha yaseh li'ish asher hamelech havitz bikarei. And you should announce that this is what the king does to the person who he wants to honor. I mean, does it get more pathetic than this? Haman has in mind right now, in his mind, that he has the opportunity to get anything in the world. He thinks that Achashverosh wants to give him the present. He can literally ask for anything in the entire world from the king of the entire world. And do you know what Haman asks for? He asks to play dress up. He wants to dress up like the king, and he wants someone to be forced to take him through the street and to say about him, this guy's the best. That's what Haman wants. So now, besides the fact that this is a pathetic request, you have to see, the comedy in all of this. Achashverosh knows good and well when he asked Haman, what do you think I should do to the one who I want to honor? He knows Haman. He knows that Haman's thinking about himself. He also suspects Haman of wanting to take over the Malchus. And what does Haman say? I think you should get in the king's clothing, the king's horse, and the king's crown. I mean, if Achashverosh was suspicious until now, you could only imagine how suspicious he was now. So Lamaisa, it wasn't about Haman, obviously. It was from Mordechai, like we know. And so Achashverosh now says to Haman, Maher kachas alavush vesasus kasher dibarto. Take everything you just said. Va'asa kin leMordechai Yehuda Yoshe b'shar hamelech. Do that for Mordechai. Al tapil davar mikol asher dibarto. Don't leave anything out. So Haman, what exactly were you here for? You came into my palace, you were sneaking in. What exactly did you want? I mean, what was Haman supposed to say at this point? Oh, I was actually coming in, I wanted to kill Mordechai? So now Haman can't even tell Achashverosh what he was there for. So you can only imagine now that this is not in the psukim, but you can only imagine at some point Achashverosh probably had to ask Haman, so what were you here for? Haman now has nothing to say. I mean, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall at this conversation, right? So Haman's completely stuck now. Anyways, the Gemara here is bothered by the very descriptive lashon that Achashverosh uses when he tells Haman to do these things for Mordechai. He says that everything you just said, do it for Mordechai, HaYehudi, HaYoshe B'Shar HaMelech, very wordy. And then he says, Al tapil davar mikol asher dibarta, don't leave anything out, everything you just said, that's what you should do for him. So why is the positive being so wordy? So says the Gemara, Va'asa ken leMordechai, that Amar Leh, says the Gemara, this must have been the conversation. That Amar Leh, that Achashverosh, when he said to Haman that you should go do this for Mordechai, so Haman responds back, Manu Mordechai, which Mordechai are you talking about? I know a lot of Mordechais. So Amar Leh, so Achashverosh says to Haman, HaYehudi, what do you mean? No, Mordechai HaYehudi, the Jew. So Amar Leh, Tuva Mordechai, Ika B'Yehudai. So Haman responds to Achashverosh, well, I think there are a lot of Jewish Mordechais. Amar Lei, so Achashverosh gets more specific, and he says, Hayoshev b'Shar HaMelech. No, the one who sits in the Shar HaMelech. So Amar Lei, so Haman responds, Sagilei b'chad diskarta. So that Mordechai, what, you need to give him all these dress up and a king's horse and the king's crown? Sagilei b'chad diskarta. Why don't you just give him the taxes of one of the villages? Just give him a village. Rashi explains it means give him the taxes of that village. That I'm sure that will make him happy. Inami b'chad nahara, or one of the rivers, the taxes to go over the bridge. So give him the taxes, the tolls of that river. What do you have to give him all these things for? So Achashverosh says, you're making a good point. Those are good ideas. So Amar Lei, Achashverosh says to Haman, Hanami Havlei, you know what? Throw it all in. Do that. Do everything. Do everything you just said. The horse, the crown, the tort, and the clothing, and then also give him the taxes of the city and the river. Al tapil davar mikol asher dibarta. Don't leave anything out from everything that you said. That's how the Gemara is dashing the psukim. Vayikach Haman es alavush ves asus. So Haman goes, and he brings the horse, he brings the clothing, and he starts going to Mordechai. And so now the rest of the story, exactly the details of what happened when Haman went to Mordechai, so that's not clear in the Psukim. But Chazal now are going to tell us a very detailed series of events of exactly what happened. The Marsha explains that we have a Mesaira that this was the story. It's not something you see it in the Psukim, but we have a Mesaira that the following is exactly what occurred. So Haman went, he takes the horse, he takes the clothing. Azal Ashkechei Diyasvi Rabbanan Kameh. And he goes to Mordechai, and he sees that Mordechai has a lot of Talmidim, he has a lot of Rabbanim that are sitting in front of him, they're learning. Umachvi Luhu Hilchais Kamitza L'Rabbanan. And Mordechai was in the middle of teaching the halachas of Kamitza to the Rabbanan. Rashi explains it was the 16th of Nisan at the time. It was the day that we bring the Karban Aymer, when we would have a Beis HaMikdash. So Mordechai was going over the halachas of Kamitza. Kaven dechazia Mordechai de'apik l'kivlei. Once Mordechai saw that Haman was out there coming to greet him, v'suse meichad bidei, and he saw that he had the king's horse. So mirtas. So Mordechai got scared. Amar luhu l'rabbanan, and he said to the other rabbanim that were there, that hai rishia l'mikdal nafshi ka'ase. He's probably coming to kill me. So zilu mikame, you guys go run away. You escape. Diloy tichavu b'gachalto, said that he shouldn't do anything bad to you. He's gonna kill me. Why should you guys get harmed? Bahi shaita, at that moment, so the Talmidim, I guess, left, and nisatif Mordechai v'kamli litzloisa. I guess that was now, it's not his man of Talmud Torah at such a point. And now Mordechai felt that now was his man of Tefillah. So Mordechai went, and he wrapped himself, L'chayra, in a talis, and he got up to Davin. He Davined to Hashem. Hashem, save me from Haman. Asa Haman, v'yasev le kamayu. So Haman gets there. He sees Mordechai's Davening. He knows that Achashverosh wants to honor Mordechai. This is not the time to start up with him. So he sits nicely in front of Mordechai. V'ayrich ad desalik Mordechai litzleisei. And he waits until Mordechai finishes Davening. And then Amar Luhu, so Haman turns to the Talmidim, who, if they went to hide, I guess they weren't doing a good job. You know, I guess wearing a baseball cap doesn't always hide your identity. So he says to the Talmidim, but Mayaskisu, so what were you guys being Isaac with? What was Mordechai teaching you? So Amar Lei, so they explained to him that Bizman Shebes Hamikdash Kayom, Man de Mindav Mincha, a person who pledged a Karba Mincha, so Maisi Mulei Kumtse de Sulta, Umeschaper Lei. So he brings a certain amount of flour, a kamitza worth, and he goes and like that he gets his kapara. So says Haman, Amar Lei, so Amar Lehu, so Haman says to them that Asi Malei Kumse Kimcha Didchu Udachia Sara Alfe Kikri Kaspa Didi, that your Malei Kumse, a flour, was able to push off my 10,000 silver bars. You see that Hashem is clearly on your side right now. So finally Amar Lei, Mordechai finishes davening, he says to Haman, Rasha, Eved Shekana Nechasim, Eved Lemi, V'Nechasim Lemi, you're saying that you have these 10,000 silver bars. You Russia, I own you. I bought you. You sold yourself for bread to me. And the halacha is that anything that an Eved has, it goes automatically to his master. So what do you mean your 10,000 silver bars? Your 10,000 silver bars are mine. So Amar Lei, so Haman says to Mordechai, okay, that's enough. Kum levosh ani mane urechayiv ha'isusya. Achashverosh sent me, so please just wear the clothing, urechov haisusya debayilach malka, and go on the horse. This is what the king wants to do for you, so just let's get this over with. So Amar Leh, so Mordechai says to Haman, v'yachilna, I'm not able to. I can't just put on the king's clothing. Ad da'ilana lebeibane, until I go to the bathhouse. I've just been in sackcloth. I've been mourning, crying, fasting. I can't go like this on the king's horse. I need to first go take a shower. V'ishkul lemazio, I need to go get a haircut. So Shailuf was Chol HaMoed Pesach, how was he able to get a haircut? But he says, you know, I need to go take a shower, I need to go get a haircut. The way I look right now, that's not the proper way to go on the king's horse. So Shadra Esther Vastarna Lekulu Beibani Ulekulu Umne. Somehow Esther was in on this, she knew exactly what was going on. So she sent out a decree that all the barbers and all the bathhouses should close on that day. And this way there was nowhere for Mordechai to go get a shower and to go cut his hair. So instead, who had to do it? Haman had to do it. So Aile Ihu Lebeibani. So Haman had to bring him to the bathhouse and to take care of the shower for him. And he had to go get some scissors from his house. And he had to give Mordechai his haircut. Bahadi de Kashakule, as Haman was giving Mordechai the haircut, so in God ve'isnach, so Haman started feeling really bad, and he started like, you know, moaning, he started saying, like he gave a krecht. So Amar Leh, so Mordechai says to Haman, what's the big deal? Amaykam isnachas, why are you groaning? Amar Leh, so Haman says to him, because gavra de hachashiv le'malka, mikulu rav rav nohi, hashta lishavye belani v'saper. I'm the king's best advisor right now. I'm the second to the throne, the one who the king has so much respect for. Now I'm being turned into a bathhouse attendant. I'm being turned into a barber. So Amar Leh, again, Mordechai responds to Haman, Rasha, V'lav Saper Shel Kfar Kartzim Aisa, you were the barber in Kfar Kartzim. You're no second to the king. What, for 2 months you're the second to the king, all of a sudden now this is like such a bizayim for you? You were just a barber. Says the Gemara Tana that we learned in the Braisa, that Haman Saper Shel Kfar Kartzim Haya, Esrim Ushtayim Shana, he was a barber there for 22 years. Back to the story now. So Basa de Shaklinu Lamazie. So after he gave Mordechai the haircut, Lavshinu Lamane, he gets him dressed in the king's clothing. And Amarle, Haman says to Mordechai, okay, Saku Rechav, get up on the horse, let's go for our spin. So Amarle, Mordechai says to Haman, La Yachilna, I can't just get up on the horse. The Chash Yachiloi, I feel very weak, Meimei Tanisa, from these different few days of fasting. I can't climb up on the horse. Maybe you should, bend down a little bit so I could climb on your back and get up on the horse. So, you no choice. Gachin, Usalek, Haman bends down, and Mordechai starts climbing up. And Kisalek, as Mordechai is climbing up on Haman's back, so he gives Haman a little kick on his in his back, I guess, you know, as he's getting up. So Amar Leh, Haman says to Mordechai, like Sivluchu, doesn't it say in your Torah, ben full, ayivcha al tismach, that you're not supposed to rejoice when an enemy... When an enemy falls, so why, you know, Kol Shekein, you're not supposed to kick me. If you're not supposed to rejoice, surely you shouldn't be kicking me. So Amar Leh. So Mordechai responds to Haman that Hani Mili Bi Yisrael. That's when a Jewish enemy falls. That's when you're not supposed to rejoice. Ava Bididchu. But when it comes to a Gaish enemy that falls, Ksiv the Pasuk says, Va'ata B'Maisemu Tidreich, that we should trample on you, that we should step on you. Vayikru Lefanav, fine, so that's how Mordechai now gets up on the horse. Vayikru Lefanav, Kacha Yeasel Yisha Shir Melchavitz Bikare. And Haman gives him a ride on the horse, and he starts telling everybody that this is what the king does to the person who he wants to honor. Ki havanaked va'azel b'shvila de Bei Haman, when he was bringing Mordechai through Haman's own street, so chazise brarte de kaima igra, so Haman's daughter, who is standing by there on top of the roof, so she sees this happening. She sees Haman and Mordechai, two of them are on by a horse. She hears her father's voice, I guess, and someone saying kacha yasel ish. Apparently she couldn't make out exactly who was the one driving, who was the one on the horse. Savra, she assumed that haide rachiv avua, that the one riding on the horse was her father, v'haide maski kameh, was Mordechai. And she assumed that the one that was leading the horse was Mordechai. So Shakla Tzitza de Beis Hakisei. So she went and she took the wastebasket from the bathroom. And Vishadise Aresha Davua. And she threw it down on the driver, who she assumed was Mordechai, but really it was her father. I guess as the garbage was falling on his face, so Dali Ene, Haman picked up his head. V'chazes Davuahu. And Haman's daughter realized that, oh wait, this is her father. So Naflam Igra La'aru Umesa. She was so scared, she was so freaked out that she just fell off the roof, and like that she died. V'hainu d'chsev, and that's what it means when the pasuk says that v'yashav Mordechai al Shar Hamelech, that Mordechai returned to the Shar Hamelech. And Amar Rav Sheshes explained shashav l'sakay u'latanisay, that he went back to his mourning, meaning there was a break. What was the break? That was this whole story where he was riding on the horse. But then right afterwards, he went right back to his sack and to his fasting. V'hama nidchaf al beisai avel v'chafoy rosh. And the pasuk says that Haman went back to his house. Haman was nidchaf al beisai avel v'chafoy rosh. He was an avel, and he was also disgusting. He was v'chafoy rosh. His head was very dirty. He was an avel al beitai. He was an avel because of his daughter being dead. V'chafoy rosh al she'eroli. And he was an avel because of what happened with his daughter. His daughter fell off the roof, and she died. So that's why she was also an avel. The Ragachaver has a geshmak akasha on this pasuk that if in the sequence of events, so Haman first had a dirty head, he picked his head up, and then his daughter jumped off the roof. So really, it should say that he was a chafwei raish v'avil. The pasuk seems to be written out of order. Why does the pasuk say an avil v'chafwei raish? It should have said a chafwei raish, and then he was an avil. Fine, the answer is a little bit more complicated, but just an interesting question. Says the Gemara now, Vayisapir Haman Lazarish Ishtai L'chol Ayavav. So now you have to take out the ice cream and the violins. Haman's very insulted. Haman comes home, he's dirty, and he's crying. He brings over his wife, and he brings everyone over, and he tells them, we'll read it outside a little bit, Vayisapir Haman Lazarish Ishtai L'chol Ayavav Eskol Asher Karau. He tells them everything. He tells them the whole thing that just happened, and they respond like this. The pasuk says, Vayoyimru Lai Chachamav Vizarish Ishtai, his councilman, his Chachamav, and Zeresh, his wife, they tell him, that im mizera Yehudim Mordechai Asher Achilaisa Linfo Lefanav, that if this Mordechai is from the Yehudim, Lai Suchalai Kinafo Tipai Lefanav, you're surely going to fall. So now the pasuk is difficult to understand. At first, when Haman makes the meeting, so it says that he makes the meeting Lezeresh Ishtai Ulekol Ayavav. He makes the meeting with Zeresh and with Kol Ayavav. And then it says that who responds to him? It says Vayaimru Lai Chachamav Vizeresh Ishtai. Instead of saying Ayavav, it switches from Ayavav to Chachamav. So says the Gemara, why are we switching from Ayavav to Chachamav? Says the Gemara, Karilu Ayavav, the Karilu Chachamav. First it calls them Ayavav, and then it calls it Chachamav. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Aimer Dvar Chachma, Afilu Bumas Ailam, Nikra Chacham. That this pasuk is coming to show us that even a guy, if a guy says something that's wise, so then he's called a Chacham. And this that they said, that if Mordechai is from the Zer Yehudim, you stand no chance, so that was something wise, so that's why it switches their name from Ayavav to Chachamav. L'maisa, what they said was that im mizera Yehudim Mordechai, that if Mordechai is from the Zera Yehudim, so amru le, so what these friends were telling him was that im mishar shvatim kase yachlas le, if he would have come from a different shevet, so then it could be you would have been able to defeat him. However, v'im mishevet Yehudo Binyamin v'Ephraim u'Menashe lo yachlas le, but if he comes from these various shvatim, Yehud specifically Yehuda Binyamin Ephraim u'Menashe, so then you're not going to be able to defeat him. Yehuda dechsev yadcha ba'irei fayivecha. It says that Yehuda's hand is on the neck of his enemies, so therefore you're not going to be able to defeat him. And Enoch, regarding the other shvatim, Binyamin, Ephraim, and Menashe, so the pasuk says dechsevbu. The pasuk says about them that lefnei Ephraim uBinyamin uBenashe ayirah is gevura secha. That Hashem is ma'ayir is gevura, and so certainly if Hashem is going to be ma'ayir is gevura to help them, so then no one's going to be able to defeat them. Kinafol tipo lefanav, and they told him that you're surely going to fall. What's this double lashon of nafol tipo? Says the Gemara that Darash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai shtei nafilas halalu lama. Why? What's with this double lashon of nafila? That amru lai, they explained to him that umazu meshula laafar umeshula lekaychave. On the one hand, this nation, the Jewish people, are compared to the dust of the world. They're also compared to the stars. And what's the reason for that? Because kashehin yardin yaiden ad afar. when they go down, they're the lowest of the low. They go down to the afar. However, ukeshein oilin, oilin adakoychavim. But when they're having an up, when they go up, they go all the way up to the stars. And if they're going to have an up, you're going to fall. It's going to be a double nafila because they're so high, you're going to really fall down. And then after, you know, they tell him all this. So then all of a sudden, the messengers of the king, they get to Haman's house and they rush him. It's time for the second party. Let's go. They brought in the Bahala. Haman didn't have a chance to take a shower. He didn't have a chance to, you know, he was a mess. He was an emotional mess. He was a physical mess. He didn't have a chance to take care of himself. And now quickly, the Sarisim, they come and they go to bring Haman to the second party. So Haman arrives at this second party, mamish a mess, emotionally, physically, everything. He has wastes on his head. And he shows up to the party, and this is exactly the simon that Esther was waiting for. We said at the first party, the timing just didn't seem right. Esther was waiting for a simon min hashamayim. It wasn't the time. Haman shows up to the second party, disgusting. This, if there's any possible simon you could ask for, this was the best simon you could have got. And Esther gets the simon, and the pasuk says, and we'll read it outside, so Esther says, so Achashverosh says to Esther on the second day that I'll give you up until after Malchus. What exactly is it that you want? Why are you making all these parties? And Esther says back to Achashverosh, and she says, here's the big reveal. She explains to him, I need you to save my life. Because my nation is being sold for destruction. If all they wanted to do to us is just sell us as slaves, so I would have remained silent. I don't want to trouble the king. But there's a decree to completely destroy us. So now says the Gemara on this pasuk, which we said the pashupsha means that it's not worth it for me. If it would just be, you know, for slavery, I wouldn't have said anything. But says the Gemara that Amra Loi, what Esther was telling him was as follows: that tsar zeh, this tsar referring to the enemy, ki einat tsar is referring to Haman, ki einat tsar shayve benezek hamelech, he's einay shayve benezek shalmelech, he doesn't care about your nezek. This enemy that we have, he doesn't care about your losses. He got jealous of Vashti Uktala, and he had her killed. Hashta Ikani Bididi, and now he's jealous of me, Umiboy Lemiktali, and he wants to have me killed. Vayoimer Amelech Achashverosh, Vayoimer LeEsther Amalko. So Achashverosh says to Esther, and there's a double lashon over here. The lashon of the pasuk. The lashon of the pasuk is Vayomer Hamelech Achashverosh Vayomer LeEsther Hamalka Mihu Zeh VeEizehu Asher Malu Libo Laseis Kein. But there's this double lashon of Amira. So when Achashverosh asks Esther, who is this enemy? It says Vayomer twice. Says the Gemara Vayomer Vayomer Lamali Amar Bavayu Betchila Ayadei Torgamon. Originally Achashverosh only spoke to Esther through a translator. He was the king. He felt like it was beneath his kavod to speak to Esther. Remember, he was really a stable boy, but okay, we'll leave that out. Anyway, so he felt like it was belief, his dignity, to go and speak to Esther directly, so he had him a Targumon. However, Kevim da Amrale, Midabe Shol Kasena, once she had this big reveal, and she explained that she's a Jew, and she comes from Shol HaMelech, so she's royalty, Miyad Vayomer LeEsther HaMalka, so now he could speak directly, so that's the pshat in the double Vayomer. But time is so, again, so Achashverosh asks Esther, Mi Uze Veza, who is this person that wants to kill you? Vatimer Esther Ish Tsar Vaoyev Haman Hara Hazeh. Very lengthy, very descriptive pasuk. Again, it's this enemy and it's Haman. So says the Gemara, what's with all the details? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Melamed, Shaisa Mechava Klapi Achashverosh. First she was saying that the enemy is you. She was pointing at Achashverosh. Uba Malach Vesatar Yoda Klapi Haman. And then a Malach came and it moved her hand and pointed at Haman. Now the question is did Esther lose her mind? What was she thinking? Why would she point at Achashverosh? Achashverosh said, who is this person that wants to kill you? So now we know that Achashverosh was also a big Rasha. Who berisha mitchilasoi v'atzoifoi, we said. Who Achashverosh? So Achashverosh was a Rasha. But how foolish could you be to point at Achashverosh? So what's the answer? The answer is like we said before, that Esther wasn't living in this world. Yavai HaMelech V'Haman Hayoim. She was talking to Hashem. She said, Hashem, come to the party. She was talking to Hashem when she heard Mihu Zeh Ve'Zehu. She's talking to Hashem. She's living in a different dimension. So she's pointing at Achashverosh. He is the enemy. Hu Hoylich Ben Anoshim U'Nedamim La'Adam Araya Le'inayim K'Ben Adam, like the Chazon Ish says. That there's people that they walk around, they look like human beings, but they're really living in other worlds. That was Esther Amalka. She starts pointing at Achashverosh. A Malach comes and moves her hand to Haman. V'Amelach kam v'chamasai v'Hamelach shav meginas habisan. So Achashverosh gets very upset, which truthfully is hard to understand what exactly was so upsetting to him. He knew already about this gezeira. He himself wanted the gezeira, but at this point he's just upset at Haman. He just right now he does not like Haman, and so the pasuk says that when he came to he said he needed to go on a walk. He was upset. He went outside, and then it says that he returned from his walk. So now the gemara is making a diyuk that it's mashma that the way he left is the way he came back. There's a hekesh, makashiva lekima, that when he stood up and he was upset, he was also upset when he returned. What was this? What were the two things? What exactly happened? Makima bechema, afshiva bechema. First of all, that it's mashma that there was something that happened that upset him while he was outside. Says the Gemara, the azov ashkach lo malachi asharis, when he went out for his walk in the park in his chatzar, so he found some malachi asharis, the idamu leke gavri, that gave off the appearance like they were people. So the Gemara is telling us that they were malachim, but really they, to Achashverosh, it seemed like they were people. The ka'akri li lane de bustane, and they were completely just taking out all the trees from his orchard. They were destroying his orchard. Va'amar luhu, so Achashverosh says to them, ma'avad daichu, what are you guys doing? So amrule, so they say to him, oh, the pagdinan Haman. Haman hired us to do this. Okay, Achashverosh was upset. You're ruining my garden now. He comes back to his house, and the pasuk says, "V'Haman naifel alamita," and Haman was falling in the present tense on the bed. Says the Gemara, "Naifel nafal mi ba'ile." It should say that Achashverosh comes in and he sees that Haman fell on the couch on top of Esther. Why is it saying the present tense that he was falling? Amr Belazar melamit shabo malach v'hepilu aleha. A malach came and pushed Haman on the couch on top of Esther, and every time that Haman kept trying to get up, so the Malach kept pushing him down, so it was present tense. The Malach kept pushing him down, even as Haman was trying to get up. So Amar, so Achashverosh says about this, he says, Vay mi beisa, vay mi bara, I'm woe over here in my house, and woe outside. Everywhere I go, Haman's doing things against me. Vayomer HaMelech, Hagam lichbaish es HaMalka ima b'bayis, you're coming to take over the queen with me inside the house, what are you thinking? Vayomer Charvena, Charvena comes in and he saves the day, says the Pasuk, the whole Pelashen of the Pasuk, is Vayomer Charvena Echa min Asarisim Lefnei HaMelech. He says, Gam hinei ha'etz, oh, there's a pole outside, Asher also Haman leMordechai. He was coming to kill Mordechai. Asher diber toiva leMelech. Mordechai is the one who spoke good about you. He is the one always saving you. And it's Oimei bebeis Haman. This pole is right by Haman's house. It's Gavaya Chamisham Amo. It's 50 Amos tall. Vayomer HaMelech Taluhu Olav. And Achashverosh says, okay, great, let's go hang Haman on that pole. Says the Gemara, that Amar Belazar Af Charvena Rasha Ba'isa Eitz. The Charvena was really originally part of the plotting with Haman. He helped Haman, perhaps even, with building that pole. However, Kevan Shara Shaloi Niskaima Atzasai, once he saw that his Eitza wasn't being fulfilled, that Haman was now he was the underdog, so Miyad Barach, so he ran away from Haman. V'hainu Dechsev, and it's about this that the Pasuk says regarding Rishayim, V'yashlich Allah V'yachmol Miyadoi Barayach Yivrach, that when Hashem, he doesn't have mercy on the Rasha, and then even the Rasha's friends, they all run away from him. And we'll come back to this in a moment, but it says just a couple more lines. V'chamas ha-melech shachavam, says the Gemara, Shtei shchivais halalu lama, what's this lashon of shachacha? It's mashma like a double, that his anger subsided. And it's mashma like it happened twice. Says the Gemara, achas shal malko shal oilam, va'achas shal Achashverosh. One's referring to the fact that Hashem's anger went away, and one's referring to the fact that Achashverosh's anger went away. Va'amri lo, achas shal Esther, va'achas shal Vashti. And some say it's all referring to Achashverosh, and his anger went away twice, because regarding his anger against Haman. Haman wanted to kill, he killed Vashti, and he wanted to kill Esther, and so finally after Achashverosh got his revenge, and he hung Haman on the pole, so now his anger subsided. So we'll end here, but we'll just conclude with an interesting thought. It says that we say that Gam Charvayna Zachar Latoiv, right? Because Charvain is the one who comes in at the end of the day, and he saves, and he puts mamash, he's the Makkabe Patish. He mentions the fact that Haman has this pole, and Achashverosh goes ahead and he hangs Haman on the pole. However, from the Gemara, we see that Chazal say that really Charvain was part of Haman's original plan. And so from the Gemara, Chazal are almost like knocking Charvaina. That Charvaina was really one of the Rishonim who wanted to kill Mordechai. And the question is where did Chazal get this from? How did Chazal know this? You could say it was just a Mesira. That they had a Mesira, that Charvaina was originally part of the plan. But says the Dubna Magid, an incredible mashal. Says the Dubna Magid, there was once a poor person. And this poor person was also blind. And he needed to collect the money. So we had someone who could see, obviously, drive around and take him places to go and collect money. So after one of the places he goes, he collects the money, he's walking outside, and he goes to put the money inside of his wallet. He takes out the wallet from his pocket, but he sees that he doesn't have a wallet. He just lost all of the money he collected. So he starts screaming, what am I going to do? You know, I lost my money. And in the meantime, the driver, he's the one who stole his wallet. The driver stole the ani's wallet. He stole all the money. And the driver starts saying, I don't know where it went. And the ani, he's crying, he can't believe it, he lost all of his money. And at a certain point, the driver started feeling bad. He started feeling bad that he took the money. He decides, you know what, he's going to give it back. Now, he can't just give it back. So they're looking for it, the driver's looking for it. And finally, he says to the ani, I found your wallet, $380, right? That's how much you collected, here it is, here it's your wallet. So he gives it to the ani, and the ani takes the wallet, and he slaps the driver across the face. Now, I'm adding in some, embellishing the story a little bit. But the driver says, what are you doing? I just gave you back your wallet. Why are you hitting me? So the ani says, you gave me back my wallet, but you're the one who stole it from me. So the driver says, where are you getting this from that I stole it from you? How do you know I stole it from you? So the ani says, because if you found a wallet on the floor, you would have just right away just said, I found your wallet. How do you know that there's $380 inside the wallet? What, after you found it, you just sat there and started counting the money? That's what you do. You found the wallet, you right away give it to me. It must be that you stole it, and that's why you know how much money was inside my wallet. So that's how I know that you stole it. Said the Dubna Magid, Charvaina comes at the end of the story. And what does Charvaina say? He says, "Gam hinei ha'eitz, it's gavaya chamishem amma, it's 50 amas tall." What was Charvaina doing, counting the pole? You know how he knew the specs of the pole? Because he's the one who built it. He was part of the building. That's what the Dubna Magid says. That's how Chazal saw it in the pasuk itself. It's not just Mesira. Could be it was also Mesira. But you see it in the pasuk itself that Charvaina was part of the original Eitzah.